The time ever I saw your fish. Anyway, 10 years ago we revived the radio ballads concept for it, and we've done a bunch of series for Radio 2. And there's one that's going on right now actually called The Ballad of the Great War, about the First World War. And it's, instead of being a block of six shows, it's one show a year on Radio 2. It goes out every November the 11th, and happens this night. We'll put this on, so you missed one. And the next one will be next November. This song came in the last show, the opening show. And it came about because there's lots of different writers involved, apart from myself, great writers involved in the whole series. And the producer phoned me up about 18 months ago, and he says, "Jez, we've got some great songs. This is some really heartfelt, angry, sad, you know, songs. Can you write a funny one?" So I says, "A funny song about the First World War, okay, see what I can do here." So this is one of several attempts that I did. The song's called "The Wrong Bus." It came about because I came across a piece of information where it turns out that about 1915, a lot of the British soldiers were taken to the front, to the trenches of the Somme in Flanders in Belgium, in a fleet of London double-decker buses that were taken over on the ferry, especially across the channel, especially for the task. When I heard about this, I thought it was the most bloody ludicrous thing I'd ever heard of. These poor lads getting on these buses, thinking they were going to Southend or Brighton, and so they ended up in Lisbon. Anyway, this is a song called "The Wrong Bus." I'll sing it. I have to apologise in advance that this song has to be sung in a series of very bad accents. So apologies to all you Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins fans before we go any further. The Wrong Bus. They wouldn't let me sing it on the radio. They've got Roy Bailey to sing it on the radio. I don't know why, because he's from Yorkshire, isn't he? This is "The Wrong Bus." On a London omnibus to take me into work, I hopped up to the top deck for a smoke. I looked around and noticed we were going the wrong way. Is this driver drunk or playing on us a joke? Now I'm the sort of fella who enjoys a friendly joke, but I wasn't in the mood for such malarkey. When I looked around to see if anyone else had noticed too, I saw all the passengers were dressed in khaki. I'm on the wrong bus, the wrong bus. Fate has played a cruel jest on me. I'm on the wrong bus, the wrong bus. I want to Piccadilly, now I'm off to Piccadilly. I'm on the wrong bus, the wrong bus. Oh, when will this conductor's bell go jingle? I wish I'd had the money for to buy a day return, but the ticket in the end is just a single. Last night as I lay in the mud in a crater somewhere deep in no man's land, when suddenly a jury soldier fell into me hole with a grimace and a rifle in his hand. He shrugged his muddy shoulders and he sat down by me side with a friendly smile that banished fright and fear. I offered him some bully beef, he offered me a smoke. I said, "Come blimey, Fritzy, what are you doing here?" He said, "I took the wrong bus, the wrong bus." He told me such a familiar tale. "I took the wrong bus, the wrong bus. I wanted Passionhausen, now I'm here to passion that. I took the wrong bus, the wrong bus. And why we're here at all, we're none the wiser. I'm up the Swanee and he's up the Rhine, and we both want to stick it up the Kaiser. I'm up the Swanee and he's up the Rhine, and we both want to stick it up the Kaiser. Jim Jiminy, Jim 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 Jim."
podcast, that one.
That's gone out already, man. Hey.